We're going to head, well, we're going to go to Brookings today right now. He's still in Brookings. Anthony Bly, who's the SDSU soil field specialist down in the Sioux Falls office. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Chuck. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Beautiful sunshine. I suppose you guys are getting ready to put out some plots pretty soon?
Yeah, we've been working on plots as best we can. You know, we've really only been in the field 2 weeks since that last snow disappeared. And, yeah, it's challenging to get caught up.
So are you finding most of the work being done down south? You seeing much up here, up north?
You know, there's pockets all over the state. There's an area in that Lincoln County, Turner County area that's still kind of wet. I'm assuming with the weekend, they're probably in there. Madison and north and east is really tough, as well as the northeast, I believe, too. Talked to the farm manager last week up there. He said they still had some frost. At about 14 inches there at the Northeast Farm. Guy got stuck there today because, you know, that water just can't drain when we've got these areas of frost.
Well, it just kind of
out there yet.
It's kind of it just sits there and it's real wet and you don't know it until you get there and all of a sudden you sink.
Yeah, you sink. And talking to an agronomist here just a while ago that moves north of Madison, and he says, yeah, I think there's frost in these areas that are really wet. And he says, I hope we get a nice, good, warm rain. Hopefully that helps, you know. So, yeah, I don't know.
Hard.
I hope we don't get too much rain for some of these areas.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that a good rain would dry us up quicker, but in most cases up in our country it probably would with that frost there because we still hear it up here. Well, Anthony, fertilizing, I know guys are, you know, we're at a time where – time is in essence right now as we start. Everybody wants to get out in the field and they say, do I want to fertilize now or not? If they're no-till, and I know some guys are going to go in and just try to put the crop in, are we going to have to, can we put potassium and phosphorus on the top of the ground and get any benefit out of the phosphorus?
Yeah, you know, there's more and more research that's saying we will, especially in that long-term no-till. We have more fungi in the soil that helps those roots absorb the phosphorus and water and other nutrients as well, and so that is showing that. But there's an environmental side as well where there can be some runoff. But in those good no-till systems that have high infiltration rates, I just don't think that's a bigger issue.
As far as, you know, there were some that were talking, I heard them talking about plowing up an alfalfa field and putting some corn and beans in. Many times we see a potassium deficiency that may hit that. Is that something that we can control, or is putting more potassium on there? What do you see out there?
Yeah, you know, the forage crops and are big removers of potassium because it's mainly in the plant residues. And so, yeah, we've seen large decreases in potassium, and so we just need to use soil tests to monitor that and keep it in that the high 100s, and we'll be good.
Now, do you if you have a say you take off an alfalfa, plow up one, and you put it in for a couple of years, do you have to worry about that too much? Do you get a little more potassium in there if you have some residue coming back, or do you think you're going to have to add anyway?
Well, like I said, that alfalfa is a big user, and so I would just use soil tests to help make my decisions and go from there. You know, if you've kept your soil test up while you've been managing for alfalfa, there's a chance it could be okay. But again, the soil test really kind of helps confirm things.
What have you been finding out in the soils? Are we low on nitrogen from previous years?
Well, I think that really depends on where you're at as well. You know, these real wet areas, we could have had some denitrification going on, and the microbials aren't mineralizing it because they're aerobic, not anaerobic, because they don't like saturated conditions. So, you know, in those areas, it might be kind of low, but then again, in other states, I heard that we had higher levels again last fall after the crop was removed. So we got this variability game going across the state, much like we did last year with the rainfall patterns, and we all talked about last year about how we hadn't seen a year like that, and then come to April and it's still doing it to us. So I applaud all the farmers who are overcoming this. They really are the masters at doing that.
Well, this has been some stressful months that they've had here in the past. If they took an early soil test last year, I know it got pretty, it was pretty nice fall last year. Would have they gotten some denitrification happening, or I mean some mineralization happening on that?
Sure, yeah. If it was before those soil temperatures went below 50, sure, we probably added another few pounds per acre, 10 or 15 maybe, depending upon the sampling date. I've talked to a few agronomists that, you know, they see their soil test nitrogen go up from the fall sample to the spring sample. So that does happen. Yep.
On as far as fertilizing, are you recommending that they split apply on the corn, or can they get by with that, putting it down for right away?
Well, you know, it's all about what your convenience is and what you can get done. And certainly putting the nitrogen on more closely to when the corn plant is using it, again, the reproductive stages, is the thing to do. But I just don't think you should do that just to do it. I think you should have a system planned out, know how you're going to get it done, and so forth. Because, when it comes time to doing it, and you try making these decisions, and it starts raining, and the corn is growing, you may run out of time. So I would just recommend having a really good plan if you're going to do that. We've done a number of timing studies, and there's not as many bushels there as you think, as an advantage of later application. And so, again, I would really encourage producers to just think that over a little bit if it fits into their system and they've got the equipment to get it done in a timely fashion.
So I guess if you think you're going to get a good yield, start with good moisture, you probably put it on. If it was really dry some years, you kind of scratch and say maybe we should split in case it does stay dry.
Right. I mean, yeah, you can hold some back, you know, at this time of year. And if the growing season takes a downturn, well, then you make a decision. And if it goes positive, maybe you need to add some more. So it does give you some flexibility. Yep.
Well, Anthony, I know you're busy. You're down there with a couple guys. So tell them hi, Dave and Garrett, hi. And we'll talk to you again.
Yep, we'll do that. Thanks, Chuck.
Okay, get those plots in. All right.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
That's Anthony Block.